الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We continue today with our reading of the book Ighathat al-Ahfan fi Masair al-Shaytan by its author Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr al-Zur'i, who's known as Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. This is the 11th chapter pertaining curing the heart from the diseases inflicted upon the heart by the dominance of the self. We are close to the end of the chapter. And after mentioning in great detail the reality and the details of how a person holds their self accountable before they are held accountable on the Day of Judgment, he, towards his conclusion, he says, وَأَضَرُّ مَعَلَيْهِ الْإِحْمَالُ وَتَرْكُ الْمُحَاسَبَةِ, that the most dangerous and harmful thing, therefore, to the self is to ignore this accountability, this self-accounting, وَتَرْكُ الْمُحَاسَبَةِ, and then to abandon this self-accounting. وَالْإِسْتِرْسَالُ وَالْتَسْحِيرُ الْأُمُورُ وَتَمْشِيَتُهَا, and getting carried away with this negligence and making light of matters and just letting things pass without taking yourself to task and taking yourself to account. فَإِنَّ هَذَا يَأُولُ بِهِ إِنَ الْحَلَاكِ, because this leads a person very quickly to destruction. وَحَذِهِ حَالُ أَهْلُ الْغُرُورِ, and this is the state of being for those people that are deluded, that have deluded themselves. يُغْمِضُ عَيْنَيْهِ عَنِ الْعَوَاقِبِ وَيُمَشِّيَ الْحَالِ وَيَتَّكِلُ عَلَى الْعَفُوِ. He said, such a person, he closes his eyes and he doesn't look at the consequences of what he has done. And he, يُمَشِّي الْحَالِ, and he just lets the state that he is in persist without doing anything about it. وَيَتَّكِلُ عَلَى الْعَفُوِ, and he relies upon Allah perhaps forgiving him or pardoning him when he meets him. فَيُحْمِلُ مُحَاسَبَةَ نَفْسِهِ وَالنَّظْرَ فِي الْعَاقِبَةِ, and therefore he neglects to reckon with himself and to look at the final consequence of his, or the final outcome of his behavior. وَإِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ سَهُلَ عَلَيْهِ مُوَاقَعَةُ الذُّنُوبِ, and when he does that, then it is easy for him to commit sins. وَأَنِسَ بِهَا, and he finds himself, and he finds that, and he is comfortable with falling into those sins. وَعَصُرَ عَلَيْهِ فِي طَامُهَا, and it is hard for him to wean himself off of those sins. وَلَوْ حَضَرَهُ رُشْدُهُ لَعَلِمَ أَنَّ الْحِمْيَةَ أَسْحَلُ مِنَ الْفِطَامِ وَالتَّرْكِ الْمَعْلُوفِ وَالْمُعْتَادِ. He said that if he was guided in his behavior, then he would already know that preventing is easier than curing. And preventing illness is easier than curing it once it has occurred. That al-himya, that safeguarding himself from falling into these things, would have been easier for him than weaning himself off of his addiction to these behaviors. وَتَرْكِ الْمَعْلُوفِ وَالْمُعْتَادِ, and it is much easier than leaving off that which has become a habit for him and that he has grown accustomed to. And then he mentions from Ibn Abi Dunya, from his book Muhasabatu Nafs, from Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu aradahu, who is reported to have said, كان توبة ابن صم برقا وكان محاسبا لنفسه فحسب يوما فإذا هو ابن ستين سنة فحسب أيامها فإذا هي أحد وعشرون ألف يوم وخمس ومائة يوم فصرخ. He said there was Aman ibn Usamma in Raqqa, who at the end of his life wanted to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afwan, this narration is from one of the grandchildren of Talha bin Ubaidillah. He said at the end of his life he wanted to make tawbah. And so he counted out the days. He counted out the days. And he saw that he was 60 years old. He saw that he was 60 years old. So he looked at how many days that would be, and he said that was roughly Ahad wa Ashuruna Alfa Yawm. That was roughly 21,000 days, give or take 500. Fasarikh. So he screamed in agony. Waqala ya waylata. He said, woe will be to my soul. Alqa Rabbi bi Ahad wa Ashuruna Alfa Dhanb. He said, if I just had one sin for every day, then I would be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with 21,000 sins. Allah. Kayfa wa fi kulli yawm alaf min adh-dhunub. He said, how much worse is it that every day there are probably thousands of sins that I have done? Thumma kharra maghshiyan alayhi fa'idha huwa mayyit. And then he fell unconscious and he had died of grief. فَسَمِعُ قَائِلًا يَقُولْ يَا لَكَ رَكْضَةً إِلَى الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْعَلَىٰ. And then they heard somebody say, how tremendous is this? Perhaps you have any رَكْضَةً إِلَى الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْعَلَىٰ. And perhaps you have upset yourself to the point that you will arrive in the الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْعَلَىٰ. You arrive in the highest part of the paradise. وَجِمَعُ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يُحَاسِبَ نَفْسَهُ أَوَّلًا عَلَى الْفَرَائِضِ. He said, and in summary, what a person is to do is to first reckon with himself pertaining the fara'id, the mandatory deeds. Has he done them? فَإِنْ تَذَكَّرَ فِيهَا نَقْصًا تَدَارَكَهُ. And if he recalls that he has some shortcomings in the fara'id, then he tries to make up with other deeds. Imma bi qada'in aw islah, either by making up those actions if they are actions that can be made up, or either by repairing what is missing from them. Thumma yuhasibuha 'ala al-manahi, and then he holds himself accountable for the forbidden acts. Fa in 'arifa annahu irtakaba minha shay'an tadarakahu bit-tawbati wal-istighfar wal-hasanat al-mahiyah, and if he recognizes that he has fallen into some of the forbidden acts, and he makes up for that by repenting to Allah and seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by doing righteous deeds to erase those bad deeds. ثُمَّ يُحَاسِبُ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْغَفْلَةِ. Then he reckons with himself pertaining his ghafla, pertaining all the times that he was mindless and all the times that he was heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ غَفُلَ عَمَّا خُلِقَ لَهُ تَدَارَكَهُ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالْإِقْبَالِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And had he been heedless for much of his life for the reason that he was created, which is to worship Allah and to seek nearness to Allah and to work for the paradise, and he makes up for that with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remembering Allah wa laqbali ala Allah, and by turning himself entirely to Allah and devoting himself to Allah. ثُمَّ يُحَاسِبُهَا بِمَا تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ أَوْ مَشَتْ إِلَيْهِ رَجْلَاهُ. And then he reckons with himself pertaining what he had said during his life, or what he had walked towards that was inappropriate or impermissible with his feet. أَوْ بَطَشَتْهُ يَدَاهُ. Or that which he struck with his hand that was inappropriate to strike or to touch or to take with his hands. أَوْ سَمِعَتْهُ أُذُنَاهُ. And you know that he listened to inappropriate with his ears. مَاذَا أَرَدْتِ بِهَذَا. What did he says to himself, what did you intend thereby? وَمِمَنْ فَعَلْتِهِ. And in who did you do them for? وَعَلَىٰ أَيِّ وَجْهٍ فَعَلْتِهِ. And how did you do them? وَيَعْلَمُ. How did you do those acts? وَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَبُدَّ أَن يُنْشَرَ لَهُ لِكُلِّ حَرَكَةٍ وَكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ دِيَوَانَانِ. دِيَوَان لِمَن فَعَلْتَهُ وَدِيَوَان لِمَن فَعَلْتَهُ وَدِيَوَان كَيْفَ فَعَلْتَهُ. And he knows that for every single action that he performed, there will be two things that he is asked about. And there will be two records of accountability that he will be taken to task for. Who did you do them for, and how did you do them? Who did you do them for, and how did you do them? فَالْأَوَّلُ سُؤَالٌ عَنَ الْإِخْلَاسِ. The first question, who did you do them for, is a question about sincerity. وَثَانِي سُؤَالٌ عَنَ الْمُتَابَعَةِ. The second is a question about who he followed during his life. قَالَ تَعَالَى فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said in Surah Al-Hijr, he said that by your Lord, indeed we are going to ask every last one of them collectively, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, any about which they used to do, about that which they used to do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَلَنَقُصَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. That indeed we are going to ask those that were the recipients of the message, meaning the messengers, and we are going to ask those that were the recipients of the message, meaning the nations that the messengers were sent to, and we are going to ask the messengers, and we are going to inform them in full detail and narrate to them upon full knowledge what they used to do. وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ. And we were not absent pertaining what they were doing, while they were doing what they were doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching and Allah was listening and Allah knew full well. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, لِيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has set the qadr into motion, and He had tested mankind so that He could ask the truthful about their truthfulness. So that He could ask the truthful about their truthfulness. فَإِذَا سُئِلَ الصَّادِقُونَ وَحُوسِبُوا عَلَى صِدْقِهِمْ فَمَا ظَنُّوا بِالْكَاذِبِينَ. And so if the genuine and true are going to be asked and taken to task about their truthfulness, then what do you think about those that were disingenuous and those that were untrue? قَالَ مُقَاتِلِ بِنْ سُلَيْمَانِ يَقُولُ تَعَالَى أخذنا ميثاقهم لكي يسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الصادقين يعني به النبيين عن تبليغ الرسالة. مقاتل بن سليمان, he says, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that He took the covenant from mankind and from the prophets and the messengers in order to ask them on the day of judgment, those that were truthful, meaning the prophets, about the covenant, whether or not they had conveyed the message in full. وقال مجاهد يسأل المبلغين المؤدين عن الرسل, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mujahid said, is going to ask those whose responsibility it was to convey the message of the messengers to their communities. Had they conveyed the message entirely? يعني هل بلغوا عنهم كما يسأل الرسول هل بلغوا عن الله, meaning that they are going to be asked. The communities after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are going to be asked, did they convey the message, just as the messengers will be asked, had they conveyed the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tahqiq, he says, and the strongest view pertaining to this verse, an ayat tatanawalu hadha wa hadha, is that this verse applies to the both of them, to the messengers and to their communities, to those that will come after them, the generations that believed in the messengers after them, did they convey the message to the next generation? فَالصَّادِقُونَ هُمَ الرُّسُلُ وَالْمُبَلِّغُونَ عَنْهُمْ. So the صَادِقُونَ, the genuine ones, the true ones, were the messengers and those who conveyed the message from them. فَيَسْأَلُ الرُّسُلُ عَنْ تَبْلِيغِ رِسَالَتِهِ. And so the messengers will be asked by Allah whether or not they had conveyed His message. وَيَسْأَلُ الْمُبَلِّغِينَ عَنْهُمْ عَنْ تَبْلِيغِ مَبَلَّغَتْهُمَ الرُّسُلُ. And those that were responsible for conveying the message from the messengers will be asked about that. ثُمَّ يَسْأَلُ الَّذِينَ بَلَغَتْهُمَ الرِّسَالَةِ مَاذَا أَجَابُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And then those that the message reached will be asked furthermore, how did they respond to the messengers? How did they respond to the messengers? كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah says, and on that day Allah will summon them, He will call out to them, and He will say, how did you respond to the mursaleen? قَالَ قَتَادَ كَلِمَتَانِ يُسْأَلُ عَنْهُمَ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخَرُونَ. And there are two things that the first of mankind to the last of mankind will be questioned about. مَاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ وَمَاذَا أَجَبْتُمَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. What did you use to worship and how did you respond to the messengers? فَيُسْأَلُ عَنِ الْمَعْبُودِ وَعَنِ الْعِبَادَةِ So they will be asked about the object of worship, what did they use to worship, and they will be asked about the worship itself, how was it done? Meaning, was it done with sincerity? And did they worship Allah sincerely? And did they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ Surah Al-Takathur. And then you will be asked furthermore, after you see the fire, you will be asked on that day about the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to encounter. Muhammad ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he said, يَقُولُ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ لَيَسْأَلَنَّكُمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا He says, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is saying here, that he is going to ask you about the bounty and the blessing that you encountered in this world. مَاذَا عَمِلْتُمْ فِيهِ And what did you do with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمِنْ أَيْنَ وَصَلْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ And by what means did you arrive at these blessings? A means that was halal or a means that was haram? وَفِيمَ أَصَبْتُمُوهُ And then what did you do to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَقَالَ قَتَادَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلٌ كُلَّ عَبْدٍ عَمَّا اسْتَوْدَعَهُ قَتَادَ He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask every person about that which he left in their trust from his ni'am, from his blessings and his haqq, and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining those blessings. وَالنَّعِيمِ الْمَسْؤُولِ عَنْهُ نَوْعَانِ And the blessings that we are going to be asked about are of two types. نَوْعٌ أُخِذَ مِنْ حِلِّهِ وَصُرِخَ فِي حَقِّهِ فَيُسْأَلُ عَنْ شُكْرِهِ And the first type are those types of blessings that were gotten in a permissible way, and they were used in a permissible way. And so we are going to be asked about our gratitude for those blessings. وَنَوْعٌ أُخِذَ بِغَيْرِ حِلِّهِ وَصُرِفَ فِي غَيْرِ حَقِّهِ فَيُسْأَلُ عَنْ مُسْتَخْرَجِهِ وَمَصْرَفِهِ And those blessings that were gotten in a way that was forbidden. And they were used in a way that was forbidden. So we are going to be asked about how these blessings were used. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ مَسْئُولًا وَمُحَاسَبًا عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى عَلَى سَمْعِهِ وَبَصَرِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ He said, and since the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be asked about everything and held accountable for everything, even his hearing, his seeing, and his heart, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا That indeed the hearing and the seeing and the heart are all going to be asked about. فَهُوَ حَقِيقٌ أَن يُحَاسِبَ نَفْسَهُ قَبْلَ أَن يُنَاقِشَ الْحِسَابِ And so it is only befitting for him to reckon with himself before he is asked in detail by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ دَلَّ عَلَى وُجُوبِ مُحَاسَبَةِ النَّفْسِ قَوْلُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ And the evidence that it is mandatory to reckon with the self is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let every soul look at what has prepared for tomorrow and put forward for tomorrow and furthermore have even more taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala He said, لِيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَا قَدَّمَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ Allah is saying here that let each of you look at what he has put forward for the day of judgment of actions. من الصالحات التي تنجيح أو من السيئات التي تبقه From the righteous deeds that will save him or from the evil deeds that will destroy him. قال قتادة ما زال ربكم يقرب ساعة حتى جعلها كغد قتادة he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never stopped reminding us how close the final hour is until the point that in this verse To the extent that in this verse he said it is tomorrow. That the day of judgment is tomorrow. وَالْمَقْصُودَ أَنَّ صَلَاحِ الْقَلْبِ بِمُحَاسَبَةِ النَّفْسِ وَفَسَادَهُ بِإِحْمَالِهَا وَالْإِسْتِرْسَالِ مَعَهَا He said in the entire point here is that the correctness and health and strength and so on and so forth of the heart comes about by al-muhasaba, by self-accounting, by self-accountability and the corruption of the heart. Comes about by neglecting this accountability وَالْإِسْتِرْسَالِ مَعَهَا and getting carried away with what one is doing without looking at his accountability tomorrow. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا. MashaAllah, it's a lovely September, huh? It's beautiful, MashaAllah.